from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura says substantive talks on the political transition in Syria are expected to begin on Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He commented from Geneva on Wednesday as a second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and the opposition formally opened, although the key players had not yet arrived. The UN attributed some delays to logistical arrangements and said delegations were expected to arrive over the course of the next few days. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden on Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel. He spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence. And the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu. It's the second significant U.S. attack on the militant group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that the raid was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers outside the town of Aldhelge just after midnight. The official told VOA that the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in town. VOA News.